Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Thursday, or as a lot of people know it, day before payday.
Yes.
Like that right there.
Thank
Ricky
you.
Smiley, we held him hostage all week.
Hey, what's up?
Also, we got Heidi and Frank in the building. What up, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta?
Bonjour, viva la France.
He's not letting it go, this World Cup thing.
Be your guest, be our guest. Magic to the test.
As we being all French and fancy, we also got Eva Marcel hanging out. Hey. Well, later on the show, did Portia finally make a love connection?
Did I?
We get the lowdown from Andy Cohen himself on a set of love connection. Plus, we got a smash alert so blonde it just may blind you. But first, Heidi, I hear things are not working out in Selena Gomez's favor.
Well, yeah, so we got some Selena Gomez news because it looks like Justin might be moving on, or should I say moving back to Hailey Baldwin.
Yes.
And also there's a fashion designer, very famous fashion designer, who's coming after Selena Gomez. The fashion news site called The Catwalk Italia posted a collage of photos of Selena Gomez in a bunch of different red dresses, and they asked their readers to vote on the best look. And Stefano Gabbana of Dolce Gabbana fame actually went on and didn't choose a favorite at all, but instead commented, "She's so ugly."
What?
Oh, that's mean.
There's nothing ugly about her. And, you know, of course, this sparked outrage among Selena Gomez fans, as Frank calls them, the Gomezites, which I don't think that's true. But here's what Stefano doesn't realize. In one of these pictures, Selena Gomez is actually wearing a Dolce & Gabbana gown. Like, wearing your stuff, and you're still, you know, hating on her.
That's why he did it. He did this to get everyone to talk about his particular tweet, and then you'd find out that Dolce & Gabbana was one of the dresses. Which one was it? Now, everyone will subliminally pick that.
So now you gotta ask yourself, no, or marketing genius.
Yes, marketing genius.
Yeah.
Like Kanye West thing all over again.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
really is.
Speaking of people attacking people, Kathy Griffin is coming after Kevin Hart.
What?
That's right. The Joker's back at it. Kevin Hart is currently on his irresponsible comedy tour, and Kathy's not happy with his material, or as she says, lack thereof. Kathy says, "I do feel like this is such an anxiety-ridden time for everyone that there's a thirst for all kinds of comedy. And look, if you want to not hear about Trump at all, go see Kevin Hart. He doesn't even mention Trump. I personally think that it's a move because he's a black man."
That's
but I guess he's selling more tickets than
smart.
I ever will.
I think it's smart. That's what we try, like on our radio show, we try to just give people a little escape for a few hours every day.
I didn't realize you thought it was a comedy show, our radio show.
Well, not when I talk, but I mean, like, it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So I think when people go to a comedy show, they're looking to escape for an hour or 45 minutes or whatever. So I think that's actually kind of smart that Kevin's like, listen, I'm just going to, let's escape for a while. Let's laugh for 45 minutes and not.
As a comedian, I just make people laugh. I'm not there to talk about Trump because when I talk about Trump, I take politics, and because it has a direct effect on people's livelihood, and I take it serious. So if I go into Trump mode, I'm angry.
Kevin likes to base his comedy off of his life, he's been through. So this new comedy show, I'm guaranteeing you, is mostly about him cheating and learning from it and being, you know, in trouble or whatever and apologizing.
And that's what's
like
made
he
him
deals
famous.
With his life.
But
yeah.
At what point does Kathy Griffin tell a black man
that's
that
what
she
I was
should,
just
what
about
they
to
should
say.
Post as a black man? I mean, as a black woman, I wouldn't tell a black man what to post.
Black Twitter gonna come for her, honey. You don't try
would
to shame
you say
a black man.
Black Twitter?
Yeah, yes. Black Twitter. It is going to be on her ass, okay? Yeah.
Black Twitter is spelled with an A at the end.
Yes. Guys, we've got a smash alert.
Oh,
who you got?
Yeah.
Yes. Who? We've got Shirley Theron Stallone is doing a repeat romance with Alexander Skarsgård nearly 6 years after they dated the first time.
Oh, this is the guy from that did Full Frontal in Big Little Lies, Charlize. Yes. You get it, girl.
Really?
Yeah, all of us know.
And I saw that thing, everything, and it'll make you want to do a Tarzan yell.
Yeah. Frank with a capital F.
You be Jane, Heidi. You be Jane.
Now, sources say they are trying to keep the romance very private, but allegedly they are rekindling their relationship on the set of their new film, Flarsky.
As an actor, I can say on-set romances are very common. Like, you're on set. Yes, yeah. You're on set. You're around each other all the time, especially when you guys are love interests of each other.
When you do a kiss, especially on a sitcom, but it's got to look like kind of a sexy, like, we really mean it kiss. Do you just do the open mouth and no tongue and make it look like that, or do you really go for it?
Some projects, like if it's a sitcom, it's very like tongue-in-cheek, it's very simple, then you can get away with kind of a fake kiss.
But on my play, honey, we was kissing for real.
You okay? Were?
What did you kiss?
We was kissing
what did you
for
kiss?
Real. When I did, Tuka play that game.
What did you kiss?
I kissed Columbus Short and I kissed Andre Fuller.
With tongue?
With some tongue.
Oh,
yes. We needed you to believe that he wanted, that I wanted him and he wanted me more than he wanted Shantae.
Tuka can get that mono.
All right, Atlanta. We'll be back later in the show to talk about Carrie Underwood's unique usage of potatoes.
All right.
All right. All right.
Bye for now.
All right. There's some backstabbing going on in the royal family.
Uh-oh.
All right. That's right. The video has surfaced of the Queen's great granddaughter pushing Prince Harry's son, George.
Oh, kids will be kids.
Poor thing. He rolled all the way down to the bottom. He don't even know how to stop himself.
He looks so helpless.
He did.
A couple grass stains will not hurt the royal family.
It'd be all right.
I like to see them just being regular kids.
That's
too
cute.
I like them not being so protective for us to even see something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the second time this little girl has terrorized him. See what they were doing when they were on the Buckingham Palace balcony? She's covering his mouth.
Because snitches get stitches. The best thing about the picture, though, is the prince, the way he's looking down at the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we weren't taking this picture.
If I ain't have on these clothes, if all these people wouldn't watch it, he probably want to pinch one of them.
Right.
Because that's when you get pinched, when you're in front of everybody. And
oh,
she
yeah.
can't hit you.
No, that's a church pinch.
Yeah, that's the church pinch.
I'm just happy to see that the royal family is this regular, because that look that when we leave here, I'm a tit at.
Yeah.
That look, that's the look the prince
yep.
has. That looks like, yep. as soon as this is over, when we get back to the castle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think she got, like, sent to, like, a timeout corner?
No, he probably grabbed her and got in her face and said, understand me, don't do it again. Look at me.
No Perrier for you this evening.
Yes. All right, so let's talk about Nicki Minaj for a second. She is single and loving it. Now, she's on the cover of Elle magazine this month and tells the magazine that not having a man in her life is the best thing for her music.
Okay.
Nicki.
And, you know, and for anybody who, like, hustles or does anything creative, you get it.
Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, all the albums are good when you've had pain. Like, it's so horrible. Well, we would wait for something to happen to Mary J. Because we knew as soon as
yeah.
that tragedy
oh, yeah.
happened, like, that album after the tragedy
yeah.
is everything.
So she said, I went through a moment where I got to know myself again. And then I went through a moment where I got to know myself as the rapper again.
Mm-hmm.
Then I locked myself in a studio and I didn't want to leave. Spiritually, I've experienced more growth in the last 6 months of my life, of my career, than I have in the last 8 years.
See, I think this is good for, you know, artists. Like, people who are, you know, doing any kind of art, singing, or whatever. But for me, I actually work better when I'm in a relationship.
I'm so here for the single Nicki, though, because her artistry is so dope. And if being single is what makes you a better artist, be single, Nicki. The album is amazing. I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it.
I agree.
Like, who is your favorite tortured artist? Like, an artist that was going through something that was just giving you pure heat?
Michael Jackson.
Man, Michael Jackson had a lot going on.
You know what? He didn't. When it was sad, but when society was messing with him, you're right. He
yes,
made
sir,
the
he
best
out.
Song.
Leave us alone.
Stop pressuring me. Just stop pressuring me.
Woo!
Yes, yeah. he did.
And he did that one video where, like, he was like a music breakdown and he just started smashing stuff in the
yeah.
street. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's
he's going
go,
through
baby.
Something.
Yeah. Well, that might be all good for Nicki, but I know all of you guys out there, y'all want to find love. love. And we have a great opportunity for you if you're single. For the people out there of Southern California, if you're not camera shy, we have a TV show that's right for you. We are looking for energetic, outspoken men and women who are not afraid to find love on television. The show is called The Swipe is Right. To fill out an application to be on the show, go to theswipeisright.com.
Coming up, we go on the set of Love Connection with our very own Portia and find out if she finds a man when we come back.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation Now. Who here wants to see Portia make a love connection?
Me! Hey, I want to see myself.
It went that well, huh? Well, you're going to have to wait till next Tuesday to find out the real deal on next Tuesday's episode of Love Connection. But in the meantime, Andrew Freund got to get a preview on the set. Take a look.
We are here with the incomparable Miss Portia Williams. Portia.
Thank you, honey. Yes.
What are we... Explain to me what we're doing here.
Oh, my God. We're inside of a love machine. We're at Love Connection. And I decided to put myself in it, and I do not know why. It was insane, okay? Insane, this whole process.
All right, I want to do a little game with you, because you know okay. I like to play the games.
Yes, let's play, honey.
Cute face or banging body?
Ooh, banging body. Ooh, get a face.
Big game. Big bank account or big heart?
Big heart. I got a bank account.
That's true. She don't need no man's money. Well endowed or good kisser?
Well endowed. We don't even have to kiss.
Funny or smart?
Oh, my gosh. Can I have both? That's hard. That's hard. I mean, I love life. And if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't be with me.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Was there, were you betting?
He was cheating, okay.
I was cheating?
Yes, you were cheating, trying to hit my ball. But it was because we bet that
yes.
if he won, then he would get a kiss from me at the end
exactly.
of the day.
Exactly.
So who won?
He won.
Did he get the kiss?
No, he did not.
I didn't get the kiss.
No.
Is she a hard woman to set up?
No, I think she's eminently, I mean, I just want to find a guy who's good enough for her.
Aww.
You know, who wants what she wants.
Yeah, just somebody who sincerely wants a relationship. You know, we didn't just want somebody, I know you know me.
Right.
And my thing is, like, I don't just want somebody who just wants a public figure, someone who's on television. Like, he knows the real me. People who watch our show, Housewives right. of Atlanta, they get to see the real me. I want somebody to get to know Portia.
Yeah.
Top 5 dating tips, Andy.
Show up on time.
Okay.
Put your phone down.
Yes.
Take the moment to get to know the person mm-hmm. that you're sitting there with. Ask them questions. Don't make it all about yourself. Respect the person's physical boundaries.
Yes.
So don't make a move unless you feel like there's a green light. And make sure your breath is good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You hit them all yeah. on the head.
Yes.
What other Atlanta housewife do you think could be on the show with Andy?
All the ones who are single.
Cynthia, yeah. Cynthia would be great.
Yeah,
yeah
she
Cynthia
would
be
Wait,
really
but she's
good.
Got somebody.
Does she?
Ah, I love this shade, baby.
Andy, talk to me. This season, what are we going to see? What's different this season?
We've streamlined the format, and we just have great, it's a galaxy of amazing people who are looking for love. Like, the casting is out of this world.
Portia, what is it like for you standing in between two nice Jewish boys?
I feel rich.
That's so cute. I can't wait to see who ends up getting your heart.
Girl. It was a different experience. You know, with it being a TV show, you kind of think it's not going to be serious. The guys, you may not like them. But Andy actually picked some quality dudes.
Awesome.
Well, y'all are going to have to wait to see. I know y'all want to know who I picked. But you got to wait until next Tuesday on Fox to see who Portia deserves.
Yeah, it is, because according to Media Takeout, we together.
Yeah, we together. And we're
well,
not together.
Were you a contestant on the show?
No. Never mind, but...
But you guys would make a cute couple, though.
That's what they... I posted about Love Connection on my page, and they're like, you don't need to be on there. Just date Ricky. He's right under your nose. I'm like, he's under my nose, but I want to, flick him off. Like...
You called him a booger?
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere. More Dish Nation still ahead. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Ticket or Skip It. I'm super hyped because out in theaters right now is the movie called Superfly. And this movie already has two things going for it.
What?
It was shot right here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the soundtrack was produced by Future.
Yes, and the fashion is amazing.
Oh, and the music is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a chance to see the movie early. And ladies and gentlemen, you guys are in for a hell of a treat. But don't take my word for it. Look at the trailer.
Welcome to Atlanta. You've got everything you could ever want. Culture, style, and of course, music. But if you look deeper, there's a whole other side you've never seen before. Freeze! Welcome to my world.
What's the play here?
One last score is so big that we will never have to look over our shoulder again. But we have to go to the source.
If we do this, there's no going back.
Oh, wow. I will be going to see that one.
Yo, yeah. Let me tell you something. I've never been in a movie where people applauded for the sex scene when it was over. Like, when it was done. Like, everyone was like, yeah!
Yes!
Like,
yes!
You know, like the villain just got killed or something.
Yes. Right. This movie is so good. I had a chance to go to the premiere. Uh-huh. And everybody in Atlanta who came out. And at the end of the movie, as you said, each spot, they were clapping. It almost got like a standing ovation. This movie is hands down one of the best movies that's been out in a while.
And the way his like conk perm is set up, that's everything.
Right?
Like really, he had the young jock.
That hair was cute.
That hair was very cute.
I'm already
cute.
Doing a countdown to how, like how soon we start seeing people in the streets with that haircut.
If they look like him with it, they can wear that.
Exactly. They gotta have to be able to fight like him. So is that a ticket for you?
Ticket for me.
Rick?
Ticket.
Portia?
Third and fourth ticket for me.
I'll take the fifth and sixth. I'm here for it.
Do y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, and today we have a deal that's good as it sounds, y'all. Check these out. The True Buds wireless stereo earbuds with charging pod, no wire, just buds, like the Apple AirPods that I love as well. These earbuds connect to each other with truly wireless stereo sound. After charging the protective pocketable case for less than an hour, it can provide up to 4 full earbud charges, giving the headset up to 10 hours of playtime.
And see, with this sleek, lightweight design, you can take these earbuds wherever you go, and you never got to worry about the wires getting tangled up.
Exactly.
How much is it?
The True Bud wireless stereo earbuds with charging pod has been priced as high as $100.
$100?
Yeah, we don't like that. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Hey. Oh, my pod. Oh, my pod.
Just go to morningsave.com for great value you can hear.
Pod is good.
Not oh, my pod. Oh, my pod.
And don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back. Carrie Underwood has an adorable 3-year-old son named Isaiah, and she just gave us a little insight into how adorable he actually is. She posted this picture with the caption, "This is what my kid has been playing with for the past 2 days. Yes, it's a potato. Yes, he has other real toys. Yes, I know it's weird."
But I didn't even know that was a potato. I was like, what the hell is that thing?
You've been off carbs for so long, you don't recognize a potato. It's time to have a bite of
unless
a carb.
Unless it's cutting the french fries, I have no idea what that thing is.
Like, I think when kids are doing this, I don't know what he's calling that or turning that into, but it's his using his imagination. It's what I did. Like, I was obsessed with having loud shoes when I was a kid. Like,
loud shoes.
Oh, I loved a shoe that would click like a... just
like tap shoes?
Yeah, or like when you hear somebody with like a hard sole shoe on a heel. So I would put aluminum cans on my feet. I would step on them on my heels, and I would walk up and down the driveway, click, 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 up, down the driveway, back up, down the driveway, back up. Just, and I would, for hours, my mom said, you were obsessed with hearing, like, clicking shoes.
Have you looked into medication of any kind? No.
Should I?
I mean, what I played with a lot as a little kid.
Looked I don't a think
lot,
you can say
looked
that
a lot like this picture, this potato and this donut.
You draw a face on it, too.
It was more of a tater tot. But it only had one eye.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.